sweet rest, and that peace and sweet rest as you yield him body and soul. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice day? Your heart does the Spirit control? You can only be blessed and at peace and sweetness as you yield him body.
One more time.
Is your all, is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control? You can only be blessed and at peace with it be best as you yield him body and soul.
Thank you, Brother George. God bless you. Amen. Thank you, musicians, for creating a good atmosphere before the start of the service. We are very thankful to the Lord for bringing us back to his house this morning again. And I don't know about you, but this morning I was really feeling my heart burning, waiting for this moment to arrive, because it's the time we come and fellowship and worship our Lord. So we must be in great expectation for what the Lord is going to do for us today. Amen. Let's pray. Precious Heavenly Father, once again we are gathered under the blood to worship, to praise, and to honor your name, O Lord. Come now and meet us at our point of need. Take control of this service from start to the end, O Lord. Bless the Sunday schools upstairs. Bless us here as we partake of these few words in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Let's quickly open our Bibles. 1 Timothy 5, 17 and 18. And then we're going to read again Hebrews 13, 17. First reading. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture says, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. Amen. Hebrews 13, 17. Hebrews 13, 17, the Bible says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. God bless you, Feli. How are you? You are not working today? All right. No, I didn't say that, okay? Okay, so we are still looking at how the local church is ruled, how the business of the local church are conducted. It's a very important topic. Just to go back a little bit to what we have seen before, the prophet says every believer must have a church that he calls a home. You must have a church home, and you must go to church. A believer goes to church. A Christian goes to church. I'm going to read a few scriptures quickly, a few quotes. The prophet says, if you are a Christian, you long to go where other Christians are and fellowship with one another. So you cannot stay away from church and live the same life. Amen. There's no such a thing as staying at home and living the same. You can hold for 1 week, 2 weeks with the fire that you got from, you know, attending church. But after 2 months, you'll just see things starting going down, down, down. You must go to church. He said, you've got to feed on the word of God and fellowship with one another. The prophet says again, if I lived in a city and they had nothing there but some church, I don't want to see to tell names to just any church. I don't want to call names. If they only believed one thing, that Jesus Christ was divine and all the rest was wrong, I would go to that church. If I can't get a whole lot of loaf of bread, I'll take a slice. Amen. Amen. You must go to church, even if they don't believe everything that you believe. They don't believe the message. But if it's the only church in the town where you live, they believe that Jesus is divine. Jesus is the Son of God. The prophet said, I would go to that church. Amen. Sometimes you are too extremist as believers. Sometimes we are too extremist. We don't even want to talk to people that don't believe the message. Just remember, when you were not a message believer, how did you believe the message? Someone who believed the message spoke to you. So if you put a barrier between you and people that don't believe, how will they be saved? Talk to people. Don't partake to their doings. Don't partake to their deeds, but testify to them. And the best way to testify to them is your life. Be kind, be polite, be friendly. Spoke to them. If they have a problem, assist them. They are mourning, they have lost a beloved one. Go and visit them. It's the best way to attract them to the gospel. Sometimes you won't even have to speak to that person. They'll see just your life. Amen. Just one last quote before we go to what we have planned for today. The prophet says, you have a choice of the church you want to go to. To choose any church that you want to belong to. He says, when you choose this church, you can choose whether in this church you will choose a church that will guide you to your eternal destination. Amen. Amen. You must don't mix up. When you live in a city when there is no church, you have no choice, go to any church. But when you have to choose a church that you want to call your home church, the prophet says it's a church that will lead you to your eternal destination. So you must choose that church carefully. He says, so if I was choosing a church, I'd choose a genuine, fundamental, full gospel, Bible church, if I was choosing one to put my family in. Amen. You must choose the one that will lead you to your eternal destination. And it must be a full gospel church. So that was one of the things we saw the weeks before. Last week we were talking about the sovereignty of the local church. A local church, we don't belong to those groups where we have a bishop, an archbishop, a superintendent, a pope, and no, we don't belong to those kinds of organizations. This church is independent and sovereign. We do our things as the Holy Ghost leads us to do it. This church is sovereign. There is no man in this church who make the decisions for everybody. It's the Holy Ghost that leads the church, and the sovereignty of the church is in you people, in the assembly. Listen to what the prophet says. We read it last week. This church is built upon the sovereignty of the local church. This is Hebrews 19:57. Therefore, him, the prophet says, I have nothing to say in moving this pastor, the prophet of the age. in the Branham Tabernacle. He said, I have nothing to say in moving this pastor or putting on a new one. I own the property. It's given to the church. You all are the church. You people are the one who control. Amen. The Holy Church of God is the sovereignty of the Holy Spirit in that church. And the only way this pastor, talking about the pastor of that church, could ever leave would be that the pastor decide himself to go, or the majority of the vote of the church would have to say, change the pastor. There's no one who would come from India or from America or from Ghana or whoever to come and say, you guys, I want to change your pastor. From today, you take this man as your pastor and I remove that one. There's nobody. It's whether this pastor, Brother Andrew, decides, brothers, I see that I can't do the pastor job anymore. He leaves. And before he leaves, we have to agree as well. Amen. Because you hold the right to say no. If you say no, he won't leave. You appoint him, and you have the right to hold him. Amen. Amen. And you have the right to say, we sack you. This is what the prophet says. So he says, that's the only way. No deacon board can do it. Brother David. The deacon board only keeps order and things in the church. Amen. So that's what we are seeing for the last few. We needed to lay this background for what we are going to say today. Today we are going to see about who is the pastor. Amen. Because when you choose your church, the prophet says you have to choose the one that will lead you to your eternal destination. So you must know what the pastor is in the church. Because when you are choosing a church as your home church, you are choosing as well that pastor as your pastor. Amen. Because when the pastor, we are going to see it, you have to make sure that I'm choosing this church. I want this man to be my spiritual leader. Because the prophet says, after the Holy Ghost is him. I said it last week. Don't make any confusion on that. You are sovereign. You appoint the pastor. But from the moment you vote the pastor, he becomes the highest authority in the church. And you have to follow his leadership. Because some people will come, okay, he's the pastor, but the church is sovereign. Yes, it's sovereign if it goes outside the word of God. But as long as you trust him, you said, you are our pastor. The prophet says, we believe, this is in questions and answers 54. We believe in church government. And the government is order of the Holy Spirit in the Bible. The pastor is always the head of the church. The pastor is always, that's God's elder. There is no higher order in the Bible for the church than the elder. Amen. There is no higher position in the church than the elder or the pastor. Which is the pastor? He is the highest order of the Bible. So when you appoint him, when we appoint him as the pastor, it means we say as the church from today on, brother so-and-so, we elect you to be our spiritual leader. And from now on, you have the highest position in this church. Your view will be our views. Amen. Amen. Your leadership, we put ourselves under your leadership according to what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. The elder is the highest thing in the apostolic church outside the Holy Spirit. We need to keep a good balance. Because we have seen churches where the elder says, okay, I'm the highest authority. So from today on, I start preaching polygamy in this church. I'm not telling tales. There are things that happen. I've got a new revelation. And when he says that new revelation, he has already another sister in the church. They've agreed already. Amen. They've agreed. So from today on, I'm telling you that Sister So-and-so will be my second wife. And from today, this church, we are believing in polygamy. So, brother, if you want to take another sister, you are free to do it. I've taken already my sister, this sister So-and-so. And is hiding behind the courts where Brother Branham says he's the highest authority in church. But the prophet says, outside the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit, and when we say Holy Spirit, it's the Bible, it's the Word, and under the leadership of the Word, that pastor will lead the church. But the time he comes with something that is not the message, then your sovereignty comes in play. You as the church will say, hey, we are sovereign. This man, we gave him a mandate to lead us according to the Word of God. But from the moment he's deviating from the Word of God now, we take our sovereignty in action now, and we are going to start a process that will, whether let him come back to the preaching the Word or remove him from his position. Are we together? The prophet says, so if you choose that person to be your pastor, what should be your attitude now? Because you can't say one thing and the opposite at the same time. He's your pastor. You pledge a kind of allegiance to him, and you must behave accordingly because you must give him the authority he needs to be your leader. You must give him the tools, and one of the tools is your surrender, is your cooperation, is your collaboration. As we read in Hebrews and in 1 Timothy, that you must obey they that have authority over you, especially those that minister the word for you. Because if you don't cooperate to them, if you believe that you can argue whatever the pastor comes up with, it won't help you in any way. Because Hebrews says it won't be profitable to you if you don't cooperate with that person who you claim to be your pastor. So the prophet says you have to help him. You have to support him. Remember, he is a human being. He is a man. He's got his ups and downs. He's got his weaknesses as well. Amen. That's why it was one of my principles. I've never want to become a friend with my pastor. Amen. I've never want to become a friend. Because the moment we become friends, I'll start noticing his weaknesses. Because he has got some. And the moment you start pointing on his weaknesses, he won't help you anymore. I don't say this is the way things should be, but I'm happy that Brother Andrew lives far away there. Amen. I'm happy that things are like that. We see him on a Sunday, you have your things, you do, you talk, and then he goes back. If you argue with Sister Gitana, we don't see it. Amen. God bless you. Yeah, because he's a man. And don't focus on his mistakes. Don't focus on his weaknesses, because he has got some. But you have to support him. The prophet says, and all you people that are around in these other cities that belong to these churches, go to church every day, once again. Amen. Every day that you can, every day that they have a service, go. Amen. Attend your church, be real loyal. Just stand by your church. Stand by your pastor. Help him out with everything you got. Amen? Amen. Give him spiritual support. Pray for your pastor. Give him spiritual support. Because believers, most of the time they are there, they say, okay, this man, he eats so much on our sins. You know, every time he goes there, it's high heels. Every time he goes there, tight clothes, gambling. He eats so much. The day this man will sin, I'm waiting for him. So he's praying for the pastor to sin, to get his revenge. They are there watching.
his single move. The day he will just sin because we don't want his wife in high heels. The day we see his wife in high heels, he will bring that sermon. The brother has even the date and the time. Said it was in December 2015. Amen. He'll bring the tape. He said, brother, you said so and so. Look, your wife. Pray for his wife.
Amen.
Amen. Pray for his children.
Amen.
He needs your support.
Amen.
He needs our spiritual support.
Amen.
Don't be there to wait him at the junction. Because he preaches about this and that. I'm watching him. The day I see him just doing a small bit of what he says, I'm going to bring him this quote.
Mm.
Pray for your pastor.
Amen.
God wants you to support him.
Amen.
His mistakes, pray.
Amen.
And there's a way. We are going to see. It's a very long, you know, there's many things to say about these things.
Mm.
And if we are church members, if we don't know these things, one day we won't help this church work correctly. But if we know how to help these things, he's a man of God, he's under permanent attack from the devil. Not only the pastor, but all those that stand here to preach you. They are under permanent attack from the devil. That's why God, knowing that they are under permanent attack, the devil knowing that to destroy this church, I have to attack the pastor, God has put so many protections around bringing an accusation against an elder. Because anyone can just rise one day and say, a woman can just come up and say, you know, that pastor did this and that with me. And it's easy for anyone to come and make such a statement and break the ministry. That's why the Bible says, an accusation against an elder, there must be two or three independent witnesses.
Amen.
You can't just bring any accusation, because to begin with, you must believe that he's a sincere man.
Amen.
He's a man that will do his best to serve the Lord.
Amen.
So to protect him from all these kind of attacks from the devil, God has put some barriers. It must be two or three different testimonies coming from independent people. And the prophet says, these people must be tried.
Amen.
These people must stand here and swear.
Right.
Because you are bringing an accusation against a man of God.
Amen.
Amen. We are going to see all these things. But for now, the prophet says, stand by your pastor. Help him out with everything. Give him spiritual support. Fast and pray for him.
Amen.
Amen. Who fast for the pastor here?
Amen.
For the pastor. Who fast for the pastor here? God bless you, brother.
Amen.
We have to do it.
Amen.
Don't wait for the pastor to fall, then you start talking. Have you prayed for your pastor? Have you fasted for your pastor? And have faith in him.
Amen.
Have faith in your pastor. Don't trust anything that they're going to tell you about your pastor. Anyone who just come and say, you know, your pastor, they caught him stealing in dance stores. Say, sister, pastor stole in dance store. Do you have faith in your pastor? If you believe, you trust your pastor, you won't accept anything they won't tell you about him without any evidence. But people are there just waiting, you know. People are so friend with their sins that they see the pastor, since he attacked their sins, they see him now as their enemy.
Mm-hmm.
No, pray for him.
Amen.
Support him. The prophet says, in the rejected king, we are going to close Sunday afternoon. He's talking about other things. Because we do not want to hold the people from their churches on Sunday night. To your denomination and to your own choice of church, that's your duty to stand at your post of duty. For your pastor and uphold him as a man of God. If he doesn't see the light yet, don't fall out with him. Love him and pray for him. That's the thing to do to get him into it. We have seen some believers with very arrogant attitude. Because God has given you a revelation, or God has shown you something that you believe to be the truth, and your pastor has not seen it yet, they become arrogant. They say, that pastor. You know, back home, there were people who were calling their pastors, Pastor Zachary. You know, Zachary, John the Baptist fathers. Because at some stage, the angel told him, you're going to talk anymore because you are an unbeliever. So you won't speak. So they called their pastor Zachary because he doesn't have the revelation of the word of the hour, what they call the word of the hour. And they called their pastor's name. They say he doesn't have the revelation that man is an old man. He's like Eli in the Bible. He has lost the vision and everything. No, that's not the right attitude. If you think that you have a better vision, a better understanding on something than what the one you call your pastor, just be humble. Amen. Pray for him that God will lead him. The prophet says, if he doesn't see the light yet, pray for him. Amen. Be patient. We've seen people coming from places where they go, they want the things to be exactly from where they are coming from. If they clap hands like this back home, when they come here, they see people clapping hands like this, say, oh, they are heathens. They don't believe the message. If they stay in church home from 8 to 5 p.m., and they come here, we stay from 11 to 1 p.m., they say, oh, these people, they are not believers. If you want that, go back to your church. Go back to your country. Nobody forced you to stay here. But when you go somewhere and you believe that the Holy Ghost is at work at that place, respect the people. Respect the pastor. And if you believe he has not seen the light yet, trust, pray God that God should reveal him something. The prophet says, let me just finish quickly. We still have 3 minutes. Brother has been to... Amen. I still have 3 minutes. So. Where is it? He says, stand by your pastor. Pray for him. God will lead the church on that glorious day that we are looking forward to come. No matter what you say. Well, some say, our church don't believe this. Our church believe that. The prophet says, just as long as you believe the main fundamentals and are born again of the Spirit of God, he says, some people say, I won't go to that church because they don't believe this. We believe that, they don't believe this. The prophet says, as long as you believe the main fundamentals. Amen. Do you believe that Wellawanam is the prophet of this age? So where's the difference? The prophet says, as long as you believe the main fundamentals and are born again of the Spirit of God, well, you might believe Christ is coming on a white horse. And some believe is coming on a white cloud. These are the things that divide us in the message. Those one says he's coming on a white horse. The other one says, no, he's coming on a white cloud. The other one says, no, he's coming on a white chariot. And those who believe in the white cloud, they say those who believe in the white horse, they are not believers. They don't believe the message. The prophet says, well, you might believe Christ coming on a white horse, and some believe he's coming on a white cloud, but that won't stop him from coming. Amen. White horse, white cloud, but as long as you all believe he's coming, let fellowship on that. Amen. We believe that he is coming. On a white cloud, on a white horse, let's see him when he's coming. Amen. But we believe he's coming. Amen. Pray for your pastor. If you think you have a revelation, pray, be humble. It's your attitude that will determine whether you are in the truth or not. If you get a revelation and it makes you arrogant, we have to question that revelation. Amen. God bless you. We are done for today. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you. We commit these things into your hands. Bless your people for listening, for paying their full attention, O Lord. And let this church be a real full gospel church based on the fundamentals of the Bible. Let's support each other, O Lord. Let's pray for each other, especially let's support our pastor. Take now control of the rest of the service in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.